comments will appear here.
All right.
Raising money for greater good charity.
Praise the Lord on this Lord's Day, Sunday morning, this August 22nd, 2021, Lord's Day, Sunday morning. And, you know, I'm glad, praise God, that I've made preparation against the day that we're living in. A lot of perilous things going on right now. And, you know, I look at that deal over in Afghanistan, seeing those people panic, trying to get on that airplane. And, you know, they've been told for a long time that they needed to get out.
6 months, ain't
but it didn't become urgent until the Taliban showed up. And when the Taliban showed up, they reminded me of those that had been told to get in the ark in Noah's day.
Amen.
That weren't able to get in the ark.
Amen.
And just like those that fell out of that airplane as it took off from the ground, that kind of pictured the calamity of Noah's day. They said they found people in the wheel wells of that airplane when it landed. And, you know, we see those things going on. And it just speaks about the day and hour that we're living in. It's not going to change. It's going to get even worse. When you read in your Bible, it talks about men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking on those things coming upon the world. It's just getting started. Like I said, I'm glad I've made preparation against this day. I've made reservations in a place called heaven. Me and Donnie talking about heaven on the way up here. Joys forevermore. No more devil to deal with. No more troubles. No more pain. No more sickness. No more COVID. No more pandemics. No more crisis. Just joys forevermore. Father, bless this Sunday school lesson this morning. We're so thankful to be in the house of God today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I would to God that this church would fill up today with people that love the Lord, with people that wanted to hear from the Word of God.
Yes.
Would to God you'd fill this little church today, Lord, that we could sing your songs, that we could praise your name, that we could lift up our hands to heaven, Lord, over your great love, your grace, your mercy, your compassion to fail not. Fill this little church today, Lord. Thank you, Father, for those that will be listening in today by way of the live stream, by way of the internet. Those, Father, that would be here if they could. But, Lord, those that can be here, I pray they will. And, Lord, like I said, the day and hour we're living in, it speaks volumes on how important that it is to be in the house of God. Lord, bless your teaching of your word. Bless the preaching of your word today. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. We ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, these things were told a long time ago before they ever even got here. God said he declared the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46:10. And he said, my counsel will stand. And Paul just kind of pulled the lid off of it there when he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, this know also that in the last days, that's where we're at,
right,
perilous times shall come. And they are here. And the only safe place I know is the house of God.
Amen.
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 We're in Daniel chapter 5. We're talking in our lesson today about a king that had no regard for God, had no regard for the Word of God, had no regard for the things of God, and he went just a little too far.
Yes, he did.
Now, I've watched children, Brother Ed, and I've watched them try to find the boundaries.
Yeah.
I've watched them go a little further, looking at you the whole time, wondering when you're going to take action, wondering when you're going to grab a switch or run and swat their behind. Well, this King Belshazzar He went a little too far. And he provoked God to do something, and God did something, and in the same hour, verse 5, it said there came forth the fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. He's in trouble. He has counseled everyone but the man of God. He cries to the astrologers. He went to science. He cries to the Chaldeans. He went with the elite, those popular politicians, whatever. And the soothsayers, the fortune tellers. None of them was able to help him. And finally, the queen said, "There is a man in thy kingdom," verse 11 of chapter 5, "in whom is the spirit of the holy gods." She told him about how he was able to help his father. And he called for Daniel. He said, "I've heard of thee." This wasn't no secret. He knew about Daniel. He said, "I've heard of thee," in verse 16. And then he made an offer to Daniel. Daniel said, "Let thy gifts be to thyself. Give thy rewards to another." You know, God's men ain't for sale.
Amen.
I'm confident today that this country is being sold.
Yes.
I'm confident today that money is a great motivator to do unthinkable things. They said the governor, I believe it was the governor, the leader of Afghanistan, they said he left in a helicopter full of cash. Don't tell me money is not a motivator. He didn't leave the cash behind. And I wonder whose money that was. But let thy gifts be to thyself, Daniel says in verse 17. And give thy rewards to another. He said, "Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation." Now, our lesson today takes place really just as all of this is climaxing to that very moment. And our lesson starts in verse number... I'll tell you what, let's read verse 22. Daniel, speaking to the king, he says, "O Belshazzar," he didn't call him King Belshazzar, "and thou his son," O Belshazzar, talking about Nebuchadnezzar's son, "has not humbled thine heart, though thou knew all of this." In other words, the Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And he's a victim of pride. He hasn't humbled his heart. He knew better. Verse 23. "But thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven." That's a terrible mistake. And few have done it. And few are not here today. In 1912, there was a ship called the Titanic. It was colossal, magnificent. Some fool looked at that ship, Bonnie, and that fool said not even God could sink that ship, and it didn't even make its first voyage. I'm just telling you, don't sail in pride.
Amen.
It would have been better off if somebody had slapped that fool and said, "Don't put that curse on this ship."
Right.
With these people on board, over 2,000 people that had paid big money to take the first voyage in this ship called the Titanic. And had it not sailed in pride, it probably would have made it to the destination, but it didn't make it nowhere but to the bottom of the sea. "Thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven." By the way, God had changed.
Yeah. That's true.
The Titanic has, but God hadn't.
Right.
The predicament of the Titanic is kind of in this lesson here today. Thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou, thy lords, thy wives, thy concubines, have drunk wine in them. You're talking about mocking God. And thou hast praised the gods of silver, and gold, and of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is. And whose are all thy ways hast thou not glorified? Our Sunday school lesson starts right here in verse 24. Then, he's talking to King Belshazzar, then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. This is the writing that was written many, many tikel yiparzan. This is the interpretation of the thing. Many. God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. He said, King Belshazzar, you're done, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The same God that gave Jezebel space to repent is the same God that went to say that she repented not.
Right.
He said, God has finished your kingdom, buddy. He said, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You forget about comparing yourself to others.
Right.
Now, a lot of people think they're just as good as old Brother Eddie Wade. They're probably better than me. A lot of people think their good's going to outweigh their bad. They're going to kind of hope to be weighed in the balances, and somehow it's going to lean towards the good side. You can forget all of that. All your righteousness is but filthy rags.
Hey,
yeah.
The only thing that old Brother Eddie has that I'm overjoyed is I've got Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Right.
He compensated for my unrighteousness, tipped the scales, and gave me His righteousness.
Amen.
Now I'm complete in Him.
Right.
Now I'm accepted through Him into the Beloved. Now thanks to Him, I'm a citizen of that country.
Amen.
Belshazzar, though he was king, though he was rich, though he was powerful, he's kind of like that rich young ruler that come running to Jesus and said, Master, what good thing must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus said, Why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. The rich young ruler didn't have God, and the rich young ruler lacked one thing. Everyone that doesn't have Jesus as a Lord and Savior is going to come up short. They're not going to finish well and weighing in the balances. They're going to find wanting. They're going to find wishing. They had Jesus to tip the scales. Brother Ed, He tipped the scales for me.
Amen.
I didn't have enough to put in.
No, that's right.
I was short.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get a loan. I was a beggar. But praise God, He's a good lender.
Amen.
Yeah, He is.
He gave me all that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And will give me even more. You remember that parable about the Good Samaritan, Sharon? That good Samaritan put some money down.
That's right.
He said, take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, am I take care of Bonnie.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Just even in my sleep.
Yes.
Oh, my, am I taken care of. Woo!
Amen.
Not only is a good shepherd taking care of me, Brother Ed, but he said if he needs any more, I'll pay it when it comes back.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Man, oh man.
Yes, Lord.
He made a down payment, Shane.
He blesses
it was good as gold.
Every day.
He said, when I come back, if he owes any more, I'll take care of it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Belshazzar, he went like the world. They went their way, not God's way. That worked pretty good until a hand started writing on the wall over there. And the king, his countenance changed. His thoughts troubled him. He was okay until that hand started writing. Then he started shaking. And his joints got, his loins got loosed. His joints and loins were loosed. His knees smote one against another. I can kind of see this king sitting on the throne in a place of authority, providence. I mean, here he is in power, shaking like a leaf in an autumn wind. Daniel says, God's finished your kingdom, king. He said you've come up short when you got weighed in the balances. Verse 28, Persis. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. He said, somebody else is going to take your place, buddy. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel. Now, Daniel didn't want these gifts. You can read that, verse 17. Daniel answered the king and said before the king, thy gifts be to another. Give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. I just want you to know this was a commandment. Then commanded Belshazzar, which is the king, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet. You know, Jesus said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Belshazzar is pretty desperate. He's thinking somehow by taking care of God's man that some kind of mercy, some kind of exception is going to be given him. But it's too late. He's done been judged. He's done been judged guilty. He's done been judged. Good as dead, he's been weighed and come up wanting. He's done lost his position, done lost his kingdom. But the king commands while he's still in authority, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Now the king, hey, hallelujah. The king has done everything that he can do in his power. Better me, Sharon, than you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The king's done everything in his power to right his wrongs. He's done everything wrong. He's trying like a lot of people right now, trying to make some kind of penance, trying to make some kind of an effort to make his wrongs right.
Yeah.
He's doing everything in his power to right his wrongs. Look at the next verse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people will meet the same fate of King Belshazzar. They'll go everywhere, Vonnie, but to the house of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
They'll go everywhere, but to the Word of God. And they're on a head-on course with judgment.
Yeah.
Funeral tomorrow. Funeral Tuesday.
Yeah.
I've been asked to go to both of them. Whether I get to go or not won't change a thing. They're already dead. They've been dead a while.
Yeah.
They don't do funerals as fast as they used to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's scared of some kind of little old virus. They're not scared of God. But be scared of some kind of little old virus. And if that ain't enough, we got politicians playing this thing to their advantage. Putting people in impossibilities to survive or even escape this little old virus.
I don't think it's as bad as they say
it is. And I don't want to lose my freedom. I'd like to have a say in whether I wear a mask or not. I'd like to have a say in whether I want to be vaccinated or not. I'd just like to have a say in it.
Amen.
I think I'm being robbed of the liberty to have a say. I think we're being made to do some things that may be detrimental. I mean, I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, not a politician, I'm just a preacher. I just know this. I'm good to go.
Amen.
I'm good to go. And you know what? That gives me really great peace. I ain't worried about the little old virus. I ain't worried about the politicians. I'm not worried about the pandemic. I'm not worried about all the things that's going on in our day and time. I don't remember who sung it last Sunday, but someone last Sunday sung, "It's Well With My Soul."
Yeah, Rita did.
Rita. Yeah. Yeah. How true that is. If it's not well with your soul, it's not going to be well with you no matter what you do concerning this virus or anything else.
You know, Brother Eddie,
yeah.
Before you go any farther, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but we had a judge here in the state that went against our governor.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And he said that
somebody needs to.
That's exactly right. And he made the statement, that judge made the statement, there's a lot of stuff that he put in there. I'm taking it back.
What? He's right.
You know, I was down at the hospital this past week and had that test run. And I asked a nurse in there, I said, "Are y'all overcrowded with COVID patients here?" She got on a computer and looked it up. She said, "Well, we got a few, but we're not overcrowded."
Right.
I said, "Well, the governor of our state said that you guys were overrun, that you didn't have any more room.
Over 50, and they don't."
And she said, "He ain't nothing but a liar."
Right.
She come right out and told me, "He ain't nothing but a liar."
Now, what Brother Ed just said right there, you need to take heed.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things being said today are not necessarily true.
Right.
And nobody's really doing any questioning. Nobody's doing any investigating. We're just taking it as being the gospel and going with it.
Right.
I appreciate Brother Ed mentioning that. This king, I don't know that he was ever warned.
Brother Ed.
Yeah. Look, I do want y'all to participate.
Yes.
I welcome Brother Eddie. I welcome that. Please do it.
And you all know this yourself. There is a void in man
that
only God can fill.
Yeah. Right.
Only God.
Amen, Bonnie.
Whether you acknowledge him here.
Right.
Or in the judgment. Chamber,
amen.
Acknowledge him. And
she's right.
So much better to do it.
Bless you, Bonnie.
So much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's right. I had 34 years of that.
Yeah. That's right.
And I tried to fill it with worldly things and it wouldn't satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this, April 27th, 1988, mm-hmm. that hunger, that thirst, that void, that emptiness was completely filled, completely satisfied. It's been completely filled and satisfied for 33 years, and nothing can take its place. I don't care if you gained the whole world. If you had more money than you could spend in 100 lifetimes, you'd still have the void that Sister Bonnie just mentioned.
That's exactly right.
Jesus said, "Him that's thirsty, him that's athirst, let him come unto me and drink. Him that's hungry, come and dine." He invites people to come. They just won't come.
Right.
He's got what they need. They'll just go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus made the terrible statement in John 5, verse 40. "You will not come to me that you might have life." They'll go everywhere else.
Right.
Good point, Sister Bonnie. And even though this was a king Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans. They were warlike, fierce people. Their king was conquered by his own pride. He should have left well enough alone. What happened, Brother Eddie? I mean, me and Brother Eddie was talking earlier in his Sunday school lesson. He went too far.
Yeah.
Now, I've raised three kids, and all three of those kids tested me to find out how far they could go before I would interact. They would look like...
Yeah.
And when I got up, they'd... I'm sorry. I'll be good.
Yeah.
But they all provoked me to see where that boundary line was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To see where I would get up and come swat that behind. Or make them go to bed or whatever. I mean, you know, whatever you got to do to have peace in the house, you do it. Well, this king went too far in verse number 2. And by going too far, he brought his own demise upon him. And it ended up causing him death. Verse 30, that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. Luke chapter 12 verse 20 mentions about a man that had tremendous success, wanted to tear down his barns, build bigger, and save his soul.
Yeah.
Soul thou hast much good, laid up for many years.
Yeah.
Take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry. The Bible said in verse 20, he had a visitor that night, and God said unto him, and God didn't mince his words, he said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Whose shall those goods be that thou hast laid up? He made plans, Bonnie, without God. Belshazzar's plans didn't include God. He didn't pray over what he did. He thought he had enough power, and he thought he was in position to do whatever he wanted to do and not have to answer to no one for doing it. He got an answer, Sharon.
Right.
He paid dearly. Romans chapter 1 talks about people. You know, when Daniel said you knew all of this, Romans chapter 1 talks about a lot of things. But I want to read verse 18 down to verse 22. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the visible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Belshazzar was without excuse.
Yep, that's right.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Belshazzar became a fool. He provoked God, and God promptly answered him with power that he didn't understand, but he got it. He might have got it on the slow train, Brother Ed, but he got it.
That's right.
Hebrews chapter 10, it talks about a certain fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. He was in over his head in trouble with God. Verse 31, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. That means he was 62 years old. Now, I'm reading in Daniel in my devotions right now. I'm sorry, I'm reading in Jeremiah in my devotions right now. and a lot in Jeremiah coincides with Daniel. And Jeremiah helps you understand why they're in bondage, why they lost their kingdom.
Right.
And they've had three kings now. They had Nebuchadnezzar, they've had Belshazzar, now they've got Darius the Mede as their king. And this Darius, he's kind of the son of Ashtoreth. You see this in Daniel 9. Let's see if I can find it. Daniel 9, verse 1. It said, "The first year of Darius, the son of Ashtoreth, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realms of the Chaldeans. And in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books." You can learn a lot by books, especially this book. Amen.
Amen.
"The number of the years whereunto the word of God," notice this, "came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem." That's Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Now, Belshazzar's dead. Now, Darius is king. And we'll go to Daniel chapter 6. "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom." You know, even in America today, when a president gets elected to be president of this great country, America, they tell a lot of people, "You're done, hit the door, don't need you." And they put who they want to take their place, their staff.
Yeah.
It's people, you know, that have the same ideology they do. Yeah. Maybe the same affiliation, like Republican, Democrat, I don't know. But this king does the same thing. He's putting those that he wants in charge over the whole kingdom. Verse 2, "And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage." In other words, they're kind of safeguarding the king. A lot of people get the blame for something they didn't have a thing to do with. But it's kind of like the scapegoat route, you know what I mean? It kind of pleases, you know, the people, and the guilty gets to go free. But that the king should have no damage. Verse 3, "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm." Now, you know jealousy's already in the pot cooking. The king wants to promote Daniel right off the bat.
Right.
And you know, there's 120 that want to know why they ain't been promoted. "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." If you ever do run for public office, just remember this, you're going to have to run the gauntlet. You better have a clean history. They're going to sift you like wheat. They're going to examine every word they can gather about you. They're going to try to find every bit of history that's ever been recorded about you. That's going on right now in California. Some of these people won't take the place of Gavin Newsom. They're finding out, you know, that they may have said something like women shouldn't be given power, like that black guy, you know. He made that statement. They're trying to find something to use against him. That's what's happening right here with Daniel. They're trying to find something they can use against Daniel. And Brother Donnie, he said that he is faithful. "Neither was there any error or fault found in him." As we was coming up here this morning, Donnie was telling me he was eating breakfast somewhere, And I said, this guy come over and said, I want to buy you breakfast. You've been so good to me and my family. Donnie said, I wish you could. I done paid for my breakfast. But you know, see, when you do things right, there's a reward that comes with it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And Donnie, he tries to do things right. It's taking its toll on him, but he still tries. And we should all strive to do right.
Yeah, amen.
I was in line at Hardee's, Carolyn. I got up there to pay for my meal, and they said, the car in front of you paid for yours. I said, well, I want to pay for the one behind me. All I got was steak and biscuit, and the one behind me is about $30. I still went ahead and paid it.
Yeah.
I don't know how far that went. I was still thankful the car in front of me paid for mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up there, Brother Jerry, and I got ready to pay him. They said, the car in front of you done paid for yours. I said, good, I'll pay for the one behind me then. I don't think I could have paid for no more than one, but I did. But strive to do right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I tried to buy Donnie's dinner yesterday. He wouldn't let me. T-bone steak. Baked potato. If that wasn't enough, I got to order fish to go just to make sure I slop the hog real good. We went to Harper's yesterday. Went to Harper's yesterday, Brother Ed, and I tried to buy his dinner. Ask him. I said, Don, let me buy you dinner. He said, no, I got my card with me. He said, just stop there at Edmond State Bank. I pulled Edmond State Bank and the law come around. I thought he's going to get us arrested. Anyway, we did eat a T-bone. Oh, my. 16-ounce T-bone.
Oh, my.
With a baked potato that was almost better than the T-bone. I ate skin. I ate everything but the Reynolds wrap. Oh, it was good. I mean, it was good. Yeah. But these 120 princes, they're not happy about Daniel being preferred above them. And you know, that goes on a lot. It goes on in churches, believe it or not. Hey, I've been around. This ain't my person. I've seen it in action. Why are they getting called to dismiss in prayer? Why are they taking up the offering? Why are they teaching Sunday school? Why can't I? My pastor said, because you haven't asked. He's pretty prompt. He's a little bit blunt. I like it though. It caused me to use extreme caution. Yeah. Yeah. He'll put you right in there. But see, they found fault in Daniel because he's preferred above the presidents and the princes. Here's why. Because an excellent spirit was in him.
Amen.
And the king.
Amen.
Fought to set him over the whole rim. Boy, they didn't like that, Sharon. They said, what's so special about Daniel? They didn't even want to know the answer to it. They just wanted to start trouble. And they are. They're starting trouble.
Yeah.
And they can't find anything Bonnie to use against him.
So they're going to make up something.
You know what?
They're going to dig it up.
I could preach a message on this sometime.
Yeah.
How to get in trouble for doing right.
Right.
Anyway, Daniel's in trouble, actually, for doing right.
Right.
And it says in verse 5, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Boy, that is faithful.
Yeah.
They said, he's so faithful, we can't find no fault in him. Amen.
Right.
Man, I wished I had 100 Daniels. Oh my. Verse 6, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king. Boy, they got, I can see them come stomping in there right now, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing, it's they can't wait really to spring this plan on the king. They come stomping in there and the king says, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they say thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. And his head swelled about 3 sizes.
Yeah.
His ego probably got the best of him. You know, I'm sure that this scenario goes on even today. Mm-hmm. People getting set up. I'm not going to mention no names.
Thank you.
But I will tell you this. We had a president that they had to get rid of.
Yeah.
No exception.
Yeah.
he had to be removed. He was in the way.
Right.
They couldn't further the agenda. And I probably keep up with this too much, but you'll understand how truthful what I'm telling you is as the days go on.
Right.
He mentioned Jesus too much.
Right.
He loved America.
Yes, he did.
Too much.
Yes, he did.
He tried to help America too much.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but I kind of miss being energy independent.
Oh, man.
I put $50 worth of gas in my truck 2 days ago.
Yes.
And somehow me and Donnie made it home on it yesterday. But it had been going 2 days. It wasn't like I filled it up. It was just I looked at it and said, that's enough.
Yep.
Jerked that nozzle out of that shit. Oh, boy, make the best of it. You ain't getting no more.
Yeah.
I was holding on my billfold watching them numbers, sparks flying off of them as I was putting gas in that old Silverado truck. However, I did go down and pick up some flint, Sharon. One piece of it sold last night while I was sleeping for $60.
Yeah.
Hey. Balaam said, I see him in the rocks. I do too.
Amen. That's right.
I see him in the rocks.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my, this is almost like preaching. Never had such liberty teaching. Amen.
Amen.
But they had to get rid of that previous president.
Yes, they did.
There's a wicked, evil agenda going on in this blessed country right now.
Amen.
I mean, it's full of the poison of vipers and asp. And I'm telling you, buddy, it's kind of showing its true color. You know they're trying to remove the American flags now?
Oh, yeah.
I stopped at a car lot Friday. And a young girl come out there and said, can I help you? I said, you sure can. I said, I want to thank you for that great big flag you got right there pulling in your car lot. If you go towards Scottsville, you'll see Troy Harston's car lot. He's got a flagpole that's about this big around. And at the top of it, he's actually got a flagpole bigger and a flag bigger than he should have put up. And in that case, bigger is better. And when I stopped there, I told her, I said, I just wanted to thank you for putting that flag up out there that close to the highway. She said, you'd be surprised how many people have stopped and had their picture made with it.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people have stopped and said, thank you for that flag. I think we need to put them up. Where was we at yesterday, Donnie? We seen all them flags? We took the wrong road, I think, and come by a cemetery or something. I don't know. I just looked and it was solid American flags. Just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It was somewhere up there next to Franklin. I'm not even sure what it was, but there was plenty of flags.
Amen. Yes.
I bet there was 50 American flags flying.
Amen.
And it was a breathtaking blessing, beautiful to see all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that our flag is under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Our country is under attack. And our previous president was in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this lesson fits pretty good to where we're at right now. They went into that king, O King Darius, live forever. Verse 7, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together. It's got to be right. They didn't leave nothing out but Daniel. To establish a royal statute? Oh, we are missing a few statutes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we get to have a say in where they remove a statue?
No.
Shouldn't that be voted on?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, this just don't add up. I thought America was a free country.
Right.
I thought our government was supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Right.
The minority is running over and ruling the majority in America right now. And I want you to know how they do it. They've done it just like these bunch right here. They've done it cunningly. They just kind of craftily crept in. And here they are. Oh, King Luther. All the presidents of the kingdom. The governors. Well, we got a problem with governors. Right? Thank God for them too. One in Florida, one in Texas. Amen. There ain't for sale.
Yeah, amen.
And the princes. Try not to name no name, brother. And the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute.
Yeah.
And to make a firm decree. Now Donnie likes this word right here. That whosoever, thank God for that word. That means I can put my name right there.
Yeah.
That means I can say that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That whosoever shall ask a petition, here it is, of any, and it's a capital G, any God or man for 30 days, save of thee. Now they're still working on this ego. This king's head's so swelled right now he can't reach it. I'm going to guess the queen's probably scratching the back of his head. Save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, now they've got him, he's buttered more than the breakfast I fixed Donnie this morning. Me and Donnie at house, and yesterday I was so in a hurry to eat that baked potato. There was a big chunk of butter they put right in the center of it, and I thought I was getting a scoop of potato, and it was butter. I'd put it back in there. I ain't never staring at that. I wasn't about to eat a big chunk of butter, you know what I mean? But I do like butter in my potato, don't get me wrong, but I don't like butter by itself. It's a seasoning. It ain't like it's something to eat. Don't eat butter. Well, anyway, they buttered this king up pretty good. They say verse 8, now, O king. Now, I want you to know he's probably got the halo on now. I mean, I'm going to say he's probably done busted all the buttons off his robe. And you know, his head swelled so much the crown probably done broke, fell off the back. Establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Look at verse 9. Now, I mean, there's a lot of gullible people in our government right now. This infrastructure bill that they pushed through with the D9 dozer consists of 2,700 pages of pork. It don't even have anything to do with infrastructure. I mean, like 1% maybe. But look here, they have rolled out the red carpet, Brother Ed. Verse 9, wherefore King Darius signed the writing in the decree. That's all they wanted. That's all they wanted, Brother Donnie.
Yes.
Just sign right here. I can't remember names. So got some kind of amnesia. Seem like somebody said, you'll find out what's in it after you sign it.
Yeah. Right. Yes, you did.
Yes. Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just sign it, King. We got this. Just sign it. We'll stop right there. Father, thank you for this lesson this morning, how up to date and how needful, Lord, this lesson is.
Yes, Father.
Lord, we just pray, God, you'd give us wisdom for the hour we're living in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Good. Very good. Your picture was good. Thank you.
That's pretty rough for a Sunday school lesson. Oh, my.
This thing fell down again.